Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, this is Comedian Organic, okay, October 41963. That's the name that some have been familiar with me using. But at this time, this is Comedian Organic, okay. And what I want to tell you is this after show is to actually pitch you into place, you, because we're dealing with individual oppositions that are not, and I say, are not all the same. And when you got custom people's experience, you got to be clear about the person that need the message and make sure that the message is not compromised because you're not dealing with it. Somebody else dealing with something that you're not dealing with, and a message is actually reaching them. Because it's reaching them in the way they understand it, why would you try to edit it so the help that's actually being shared and given to the person, the actual receiver, you also ran it so them, they won't get it. They'd be more into a deeper problem because you don't want them to get the reward that is meant for them to get. You all receive yours, but you only let them get theirs. And that's what we're dealing with society. We're dealing with elements of people won't allow you to have peace of mind. They won't allow you to have it in peace. They are constantly, you know, anytime they get opportunity, they are constantly trying to make sure you have no peace. This is Comedian Organic, okay. And the show today is targeted about people are dealing with being battered and unbattered. And we have to look at this. Look at what you're dealing with. Look at how you actually are, you know, seeing and feeling the emotion. See how you're overwhelmed with the opposition. Because your strength is so much and it's not being used to the best of your ability. So you feel at that time that you're dealing with the opposition, you're feeling exhausted, you're feeling tired, you're feeling stressed. You're seeing this because it's not your problem you're worrying about. You're living your opposition through other people's actual strain and stress. And you see the problem is not being resolved through them, so you feel stressed because you're so attached, emotionally attached to them and the problems they're dealing with. You find out so many times that the problem is not even your problem, and you just took it on yourself to just, hey, let me buy it. Let me think. Let me just put this. Like, you put so much importance on the problem itself that you have made another problem within the problem. And you won't get free because you have took so much up on yourself to say, I must be a part of this. And you see all the people that have problems, you're basically in their problems. You have not freed yourself to see people free. If you free your problem and free yourself, you will see so many more places where problems don't even exist in your mind, don't exist around you. And you have another attitude when you see people, you will give them the solution to your problems. And because it's so deep and so, it will just clear them out. The effort that you put in into carrying on this problem, and you being the one that actually put it into yourself, you don't want hijacking yourself with these problems that, in a sense, people don't have the ability that you have to impact this problem up on yourself. You're sitting here being a stunt devil for the opposition that doesn't even exist in your mind. But then you go out your way and show them how committed you are to show them all the components to the problem and how you went about, like, you tutoring people how to take advantage of you. You're teaching people how the things that bother you, how they should go about it. This is emotion. This is the undertone. This is the thing that is around the problem. This is, hey, look, you're giving speeches. You're giving seminars for people to take advantage of. You're like, wow, you're motivating me to really give you problems. It's so fascinating. Why do you find the time to give me so many resources to destroy you? Wow, it's fascinating. I've never seen someone just really discourage me from using my problems to try to hurt you, but use your problems to hurt you. are so amazing. Thank you. I don't have to look for no problem. You always there. You always supported me to take advantage of you. I always feel so motivated. I so much inspired. So when you're not feeling sad on providing me problem solutions, you know, you provide me problems, solutions, problems free, but give you all my problems to put on top of the problems that don't exist. So it's never any free space. When you, look this, you take trash that you're going to put in a bin and just throw it around the trash can, what happens is if it's outside or anywhere else, it's going to make that place even more trashier than where it was intended initially to have a private place. So you took your all these things. Let's listen. Listen to your problems. Listen to your freedom. If your freedom is so free that you can't even find the directions to your problems, maybe that's where you want to be lying yourself. Lying yourself in that therapeutic space, that like a medicine ball that you set your back up on and have some stimulated foundation where you are exercising your spirit, you are exercising your thoughts, you are putting yourself in the place where you are getting a therapeutic cleansing and you're being recharged. Your vibration levels are being put in order. You are stretching. You are saying, oh, yes, this is what I need. Oh, yes, this is what I'm telling you. There's so many people out there that I know we got solutions. We have spent so much time on looking at maybe, but we ain't saying yes, we have the solutions. Yes, we have the answer. Yes, let's free this. Yes, let's get to this. It's so much more into your happiness that we haven't even enjoyed. We haven't even looked at that. Your dreams look for you to live. Your dreams are looking for motivation for your life to be more important. Added to this purpose is a lie to your vision. We are seeing so many more things that you have been a part of that we just find it so rewarding to be a sharing team. Thank everybody for listening to this show. This show is a part of the organic platform we call Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future. We must continue. When you see the freedom in yourself, you see a desire that's in you, and you say, that's what I love to enjoy. That's what I love to share. That's the part of me I want to get back to. That's the part of me that should be sharing to people. That's the part that's highlighting your moment. That's the part where it's making you lift up your soul and saying, yes, 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 we won. Yes, yes, we can do this. Yes, yes, we're reflecting all this energy. And we put this into the air. We put this into share. We put this into carry. We put this into all our motivation. We're not going to deny. We're going to love. We're going to care. We're going to cherish this. And we're going to see how the change has lived and share the happiness that we desire within ourselves. Everybody doesn't actually have the problems that they think they inherited. Some people have inherited the problems. Some people have always been poor when it comes to problems. Some people have always been wealthy when it comes to having all of the sharing moments that people love to care and want to give them. Let's take this moment. Look deep inside. Hey, yeah, you are somebody that went through opposition. Yeah, you're a person now going through opposition. But guess what? It is solutions to your problems. Do you know that? It's solutions to your problems. You say, only if I know what it was. No, look back. If you didn't know what it was, this would even exist. So it's more solutions in you not knowing than you actually knowing. So let's look back. If you don't open up the recycling bin, guess what? Nothing go inside of it. Everything go around it. If all your problems are just things that you're not opening up to see how full or how empty it is. Because if it's, you got to know, if you're never putting it inside the recycling bin got to be empty. That's the one thing you must know. The recycling bin must be empty. Everything else must be outside and invisible to you. Whether you want to look at all the trash, all the labels, all the things that are part of that, they are right in front of you. It's the unprevented space of the bin not being used that is bothering you the most. Because guess what? That bin got all the place or space. Listen, you put all that in there and you slide the bin out so the recycling people can pick it up. Right, mostly, if society is put in place where it can cleanse you. Look, there's so many people that once you listen. There's so many people listening to the desires you have, freeing your problems that you don't even know you even have in your inheritance of people wanting to free your problems. If you look at those moments, how you freeing people, how you connecting people, because people are part of what you're looking for is a solution. And as you motivate them to get to that part of them and freeing them, you're freeing yourself. When they do the same thing, they are freeing themselves. So in this place, when people are spiritually, mostly exercising and being at this part of the greatness in them, yes, this is comedian Organic, okay, and it's 6:20 p.m. Thursday, and we are at Pacific Standard Time, and we got 10 minutes before the particular program is being wrapped up, and I want to say, have we ever truly looked at all the freedom that we actually should be giving to our soul? Have we really looked at all the things that we truly deserve that we have not been paying attention on? Have we truly looked? Let's look at the bottom. Let's look at the very bottom of our interest of wanting change. Having the interest of the desire of change, but just being stuck. Being stuck because we want to be, you know, unresponsible to being free. We assume that all these other people are going to come along and free me because that's something that I need to have. Because I want to be left here, but I don't want to be left here and be held accountable for not thinking, not using the resources that I know I have in me. I want to sit here and say, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit here and not care. Not help myself, and see if I can just let the time just disappear. The time don't disappear. It reappears. And it show you how much on that time, on that watch, it show you how much time been used. And once you look at the time, how much time been used, you see what's going on. It confuses your mind. Because it says the time wait for no man or woman. But the time used you. It used your time. It used your time, and it show you. It show you all the things that you just wasted your time for. The things that you're not really. Are you looking? Are we seeing? Are we looking into our purpose? Are we investing into our soul? Yes, it seems very boring to do this because it's consistent. But we see so many things that's rewarding. I have seen so many examples of great people before my time have shown rewards, and they gave up because other people didn't get a reward. But the reward was in them. The harvest was in them. The harvest in their desire. They seen the purpose, but they didn't know. It wasn't for others to be leaders. It was for them to lead, because the leading in them was greater farther than the distance that was not inheritance inside of people's drive to travel through this from a place we call organic. In them, they had the drive. They feel like it was unfair for them to do better because it was coming from a good place. They don't know. It was coming from a good place. That's not the wrong part. The wrong part is when you take all the ability you have, and you see people that's not doing right, and you say, I need to follow them if I be fair. No, it's not. No, it's not your job to kill the greatness that always maintain the greatness. It's the job in your desires to be as free as that, as you see before. Connect to that, because that's what they're connecting to, history. The history is reflected through those components that you actually found that paved the way. You are putting more and you're adding more. You don't realize how much more important that you have created in the time that you have figured out what you have figured out. We must keep that component. Don't look at the part that is not in the health factor of process organic and keeping the process roller tilling, okay? When this process become in this we call platform, it's so many more greater moments are being harvested, okay? You're going to see the harvest, and if that harvest does not be compromised, that wealth of the harvest keep on feeding. It sees your desires in the future because you have paved the way. You have had the ancestors talking to you, giving you more, and being inspired because they get to see. They get to see where they need to be. And that desire hooks up to another deeper moment where it reconnects. We at 6:25 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and this show is Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future. This is Comedian Organic OK, and we are wrapping the show up. We have 5 minutes to actually finish the show, and I say let's let the harvest become a part of the soil that is the compost. Let the soil and the harvest love and marry each other. Let the greatness not become the failure elements that we cannot find the desire to put the compost where the compost bin needs to reboot the actual work of the compost. Yes, I want to ask. That's what I want to ask y'all this. I want to ask y'all, is it important for me? If you've never seen me before, you never heard me before, but is it important that if I'm pinning you where you need to be, is that so important that I have not been in the conversation that you have been familiar with? If I have changed the actual writing walls and what is actually structure and pinning your signature and say, hey, can you sign this right here? Because I want to show the journey that I actually came across and so we can relate on a bigger scale. Is that something wrong for me because I have not been seen on your actual radar? Is it a problem if my radar is beyond all those capacities of things that have not been mentioned in your conversation? I mean, understand, it's so much greater moments that you have ever witnessed that exist at this time and it will continue existing without you even being aware of where it's at. It's so important for me to let people know I didn't just begin on this chapter of talking and explaining things. I wanted so many people that are dealing with being psychologically battered, being free in one component, but being unfree because they walk their freedom into being battered. And then some people have walked their batteredness and being traumatized into being free because they walked it out of that space. And realizing where you at and seeing it's not like you're falling out of a plane and you have no parachute. You're hoping that you survive. All you see is trauma as the air just open up. It's so important that you don't allow people to put you in an airplane with no parachute and They have all the things they need, but they telling you, oh, it should be some extra in there. Don't worry about it. I'm good, so it's good. So people are telling you about the fantasies that make their life good. Anytime somebody talking about the fantasy that making their life good, and you ain't a part of that, there's nothing in there to even show you even surviving through this. What they have did was they have designed the lies that you call hell that don't wake up from death. It dies with hell. Happiness. Okay? Hell does never rely on your happiness. Happiness is something that you, as a person, desire to have. The fantasy that is in you, it doesn't matter what the will of somebody destroying you. They don't care what all those things that you desire to have. They just want you to go through the problem that they have aligned for them to win. And if something happened to you and you're leaving all the great things in, they can take the reward and don't have to even give a thank you for what is given to them. It's by design to keep you unfocused. This is Comedian Organic, okay? And we're wrapping the show up. Thank everyone for eventually investing into that vision. Take care, everybody. This is Seeing the Change from the Past, Seeing the Past, Seeing the Change for the Future. Everyone take care. Goodbye.